From the studios of Books in Motion in Spokane, Washington, this is Jack Sonderegger reading The Swiss Family Robinson by Johann Weiss. Now, let's begin with The Swiss Family Robinson. Chapter 1. For many days we had been tempest-tossed. 6 times had the darkness closed over a wild and terrific scene, and returning light has often brought but renewed distress, for the raging storm increased in fury until on the 7th day all hope was lost. We were driven completely out of our course. No conjecture could be formed as to our whereabouts. The crew had lost heart and were utterly exhausted by incessant labor. The riven masts had gone by the board, leaks had been sprung in every direction, and the water which rushed in gained upon us rapidly. Instead of reckless oaths, the seamen now uttered frantic cries to God for mercy, mingled with strange and often ludicrous vows to be performed should deliverance be granted. Every man on board alternately commended his soul to his Creator and strove to bethink himself of some means of saving his life. My heart sank as I looked round upon my family in the midst of these horrors. Our 4 young sons were overpowered by terror. "Our dear children," said I, "if the Lord will, he can save us even from this fearful peril. If not, let us calmly yield our lives into his hand and think of the joy and blessedness of finding ourselves forever and ever united in that happy home above." At these words, my weeping wife looked bravely up, and, as the boys clustered round her,